All the last-minute campaigning and phone calls couldn't change Steve Hawthorne's mind. He voted days ago absentee and was standing with his friend at the Central Church of Christ in Bridgetown.
I pretty much had my mind made up a long time ago. The last-minute stuff doesn't affect me. I researched and I knew where I was going to vote or who I was going to vote for, the issues and everything else. So I didn't have to worry about it. I wasn't swayed at the end, so I got my vote in early. And I hope it goes the way I wish it did, or the way I voted.
Hawthorne did the research because he says the presidency will decide the future of our country. His friend Tim Lowry is glad the campaign season is over. Voters were cheerful at Hyde Park's fire station number 46, where Dave Carson is presiding judge.
They got a chance to all talk to their neighbors, and we were passing out some candy and some other things and just trying to help them along early if they had any questions. And they were very polite about turning their cell phones off. It really went smooth.
By 10:30 this morning, one-third of a possible 900 voters there had cast a ballot. At times, the wait was 45 minutes. In Avondale, at the Urban League, the line stretched down the street. A little later, 97-year-old Annetta Herring showed up to vote. She let out a squeal of excitement about being able to participate in the election process, let in by her son, Hilliard.
Hey!
He's just a static.
By the grace of God, he'll get on in.
Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.